tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Well, good morning, and we are coming to you from Heather Nursery and Floral, their Dawson location, and Dwayne Hasted is out and about, which is wonderful to see, Dwayne, and he said he walked for the first time in a year and a half, which is good news.
Yeah, I got my prosthetic foot and was up at the doctor, and so I'm going to get around, so watch out.
Yep, good news. And I just helped Betty unload a big flower pot for, it's a memorial pot, and that's what we want to talk a little bit about. Of course, Memorial Weekend, and so what do you got going?
It's Memorial Weekend, and a lot of people do memorial pots. You know, they plant up, a typical one would be geraniums, a spike, and some asparagus fern or some other colorful flowers. You can do whatever you want. We have a lot of them made up in our locations in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. Or we offer the service if you can call us or come in and pick out a pot or design a pot, and we can plant it for you. We offer a service of going out and putting it on the gravesite and then picking it up again. So a lot of bright, colorful pots going out. If you want the flowers, I guess you don't have to worry too much. Some years it's so darn hot out that you'd have to go out and water and stuff, but this year has been a lot different. So we got a lot of moisture.
What type of flowers work good for potting?
Well, usually it's warmer out there and, you know, windy and that type of stuff, so geraniums, coleus, spikes, all kinds of grasses are kind of pretty. There's a rubrum grass, which is a red grass, which is kind of fun. Some people have been putting that popcorn plant in there, and all kinds of, like, alyssum, that's the white flower, you know, that hangs over. And there's all kind of viburnums and lantana that are kind of hanging type ones that are in the purples and oranges and whites.
One of my favorites is verbena.
Verbena is very pretty. Put that in there. And these days it's more color, you know, all kinds of color and stuff like that. So we have a tradition in our family that we put on our grandfather's graves, grandfather's, grandmother's, and then mom and dad.
Now, how do you go about taking care of these potted plants, Dwayne? You know, right now we're getting plenty of moisture and it's cooler, but we are going to see some hotter, drier days, hopefully. And how often should you fertilize them, and what kind of care should they do?
I think fertilizing is kind of one thing that we kind of maybe lack a little bit. You should fertilize. It depends on what kind of fertilizer. If you use a product like an instant fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro, you should. It says if you read the box every 2 weeks, because that's kind of a strong fertilizer, but doesn't last a long time. If you use our Eco Elements, Earth Elements, that'll last up to a month, and usually mix that into the soil, or you can spray it with a liquid too. But you should be fertilizing every 2 to 4 weeks.
And then we get into those dry spells. Sometimes they have to be watered as much as twice a day.
I know. We know it's 90 degrees and windy out there, and it's in the sun. A lot of hanging baskets, which we're busy hanging them on Main Street. I think Madison has theirs up, and we're doing the hanging baskets here in Montevideo and in Dawson, I should say. We're planting the Main Street planters, you know, down the boulevard in Dawson today. They have automatic irrigation, but the ones downtown, which Chamber supports, sometimes those are watered at least once a day.
And I want to give a plug for the Chamber here that we're still looking for people that are willing to sponsor one of those hanging baskets in memory of or in honor of somebody. If you want to do a full sponsorship, it's $195 per basket. But if you just want to contribute $10, $15, $20 towards it, we'd appreciate that too, and you can drop that money off at Lackbarrow Mutual Insurance to Vicki Strand.
That's a good plug there, Terry. I think it really does look nice, and we even hear lots of stories that people drive for many miles to drive down the main streets of Madison, Dawson, Montevideo to see our beautiful flowers.
Yeah, and we've even been mentioned in other communities, too, that people like to model something after what Dawson does.
Yep, the flowers that we've been using, there's a Fista petunia, which blooms a long time and is self-deadheading, and we use the three colors of silverberry, fuchsia, and bubblegum.
Okay. And it's going to be exciting to see those. And hopefully we're done with the frost. I didn't put my tomatoes or peppers out yet. I got the rest of the garden planted before this last batch of rain. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't put those out because we did have that frost. But I would think, you know, when you get to Memorial Weekend, it's safe to say we aren't going to get any more frost. I'm not going to ever say never, but if you're looking for tomatoes or pepper plants, you got a good selection here, and this would be the weekend to get them out.
Yeah, it'd be good if you can get them out there. We have all kinds of tomato plants. If you haven't ever had a sun sugar tomato plant, it's a smaller tomato, and it's kind of a orangey color, and boy, it's just like candy when they're ripe. So, and then don't forget to
fertilize. You don't even need sugar or salt on them.
At all. They're sugary. They're great. And if you need all the amendments for your garden, you know, like pea moss and manure and compost, I would suggest mixing that in there. And it'll dry out and get your garden in. We have a good selection of seeds. Also have grass seeds and fertilizers and crabgrass preventer, which we've been talking about, and it's time to get that down. So
I was looking at my lawn, and I think I see some crabgrass starting to grow.
It could be. Usually has to be a lot warmer than this. I don't think the soil temperatures are warm enough yet. But
there must be some other kind of weedy grass.
It could be quackgrass. They kind of look alike in the beginning. So I don't think crabgrass is coming up, but it's time to put the first application. And like we talked last time, not a bad idea to 6 weeks later put a second round of crabgrass preventer fertilizer on your lawn.
Yeah, this is kind of late for that, but then we got to remind our listeners, too, that, you know, we're about 2 weeks behind normal.
Exactly. So it's still a good time to plant your garden, and we want it to get warmer so the garden take off. We, again, have seeds. We have bulk seeds. If you need all that type of stuff, and just to maybe switch gears a little bit, Terry, it's graduation, too. So if you need graduation flowers, our floral shops, Betty's doing the flowers for graduation, the carry bouquets and the bouquets up front. And so if you need flowers for your graduate or your occasion, stop on into our three shops.
Yeah, and congratulations to all the graduates out there. It's a new chapter in their life starting soon.
Exactly. And if you're looking for landscaping ideas, most of our trees and shrubs and landscaping materials are over in Montevideo. Stop by there and they can help you out there.
Still got some bare roots available?
Yep, we have some bare root trees, and it's time for those to get planted. So if you need to, what you need to do is dig a hole, get a bare root tree, and get it in there. And this weather is great for to get that started.
And I did have a question. A gentleman wanted us to talk a little bit about spraying apple trees or fruit trees, and he was wondering when to start. And I said, well, you don't want to start while they're blooming.
No, the whole idea is when they're blooming is that's when they're pollinated. And if you spray during that, you scare off the insects or kill the insects, and you want the insects to help pollinate. Wind also helps pollinate the trees. And some of them you need to cross-pollinate, and that's the whole idea. So you need to have at least one of those trees, like apple trees, have two apple trees so they can cross-pollinate. When you spray, is if you get fruit tree spray, which I would suggest, and that's kind of a universal spray, they call it. It has an insecticide, a fungicide, and a miticide, so it covers everything that kind of ails the tree. And if it's a heavy rain after you spray, you got to spray again, so it doesn't stay on there. So usually you spray every, it says, there's a whole calendar on the back of the spray bottle, but you're going to spray every 2 weeks if you're going to have great apples.
I told him, I think if you want to do it right, I think Dwayne had told me that you got to use some kind of oil before they start blooming or whatever, and you actually want to do the first spray before the tree blossoms.
It's called horticultural oil, and that kind of gives you a clean start, kills the fungus, bacteria, diseases on the tree, and you have to do that, you know, when there's just real little leaves on it. It's too late to do that now, but again, you can get a fruit tree spray, which is a universal spray, and again, it's easy if you look at the calendar on there, and you can spray your fruit trees. You can also use that spray to, if you have problems on your bushes or flowers or whatever, you can use that spray too.
And I'm a firm believer that you not only spray the tree, but you spray the ground underneath the tree, because a lot of times the apples fall down and they kind of compost or rot into the ground, and a lot of the fruit fly eggs are in the ground.
Yeah, a good idea to spray underneath that tree, and a good, you know, in the fall, make sure you get all your apples raked up and cleaned up and get them out of there, because that just harbors the problems in the area around your tree. So get rid of that.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable apple crop last year. I don't know if we're going to see a crop quite like that. And then some apple trees only produce every other year, too. And why is that?
Well, because they use so much energy. But some of that's the nature of the beast that they do that. But also that they produce so much one year that they have to build up the reserves. But if you want to balance that out, make sure that you prune your apple trees when it's dormant, and that'll balance that crop out for you.
Yeah, that means March or early April is when you want to do the pruning there, and the same goes for oak trees.
Exactly. You want to do it when dormant so there's not so many of those diseases out there. Plus, hopefully you don't do it when there's a big snowbank underneath there, because that complicates stuff, or when it's raining out there.
Yeah, I got pruning a little later this year because of all the snow.
Yeah, so you can do that a little later. Do it when the tree is dormant. If you have some branches that are broken or misshapen, you can take a few of them off there and, clean up that tree a little bit, but don't do the major pruning in the summertime.
Okay, now Memorial Day is Monday, May 27th. Are you guys closed, all three locations?
Yes, we're closed on Memorial Day. So we'll be here Saturday if you need to pick up your pots or need plants. Greenhouses are full of nice plants, so stop in and glad to help you pick out stuff. And we have all the amendments to go with them, the fertilizers and the compost and the knowledge to help you plant it right.
And still time to start that grass seed, or is it getting kind of late for that?
The way this weather is, you can start grass seed, it'll pop right out. So we have a lot of good grass seed, different blends, sunny mix, shady mix, an all-purpose mix is what I suggest, which has ryegrass, bluegrass, and fescue grasses in there. And the grass is really growing. You got to mow if you can get in between the rain.
And set those mower decks high.
Put them high. It's gonna turn warm. So get it all cleaned up and ready to go, and get your fertilizer and crabgrass preventer on there. And if you're not going to put your crabgrass preventer and your lawn is thin, put some grass seed out there.
Okay, and we're out of time, so we're going to have to turn it back to Maynard at the main studios. But it's good to see you out and about, Dwayne.
Well, thank you, and everybody have a happy Memorial Day and happy graduation to all the graduates. And enjoy Memorial Day weekend.
And back to you, Maynard.